It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. When former Congressman Beto O'Rourke announced his presidential campaign this weekend in El Paso, the city was in the spotlight for another reason. Federal authorities were detaining migrants under the Paso del Norte International Bridge. They have since been moved, and that detention area has been shut down. In depth, KUT's Ashley Lopez has more on O'Rourke's campaign and its deep connection to the immigration issue.
The day before Beto O'Rourke was scheduled to hold a rally in El Paso, the city was already getting national attention. Federal immigration officials were barricading migrants under a bridge because they said they were running out of resources to handle the influx of people coming to the border. As a result, families were forced to live and sleep outside for several days as the government figured out what to do. David Casillas is a disabled veteran living in El Paso. He said he and his wife saw the pictures on TV and noticed there were a lot of children.
And it just broke our hearts because we have an eight-month-old. And we said to ourselves, if you know, we don't have much recourses, but whatever we got extra, we decided to come and donate to the immigrants.
Casillas brought some extra baby food, clothing, and blankets over to where Customs and Border Protection were keeping the families. But Casillas says he was turned away. He says he was going to find a charity to donate the stuff to. And this whole situation is something that Casillas says has been frustrating for him. He says he thinks the U.S. could do more to help people who are asking for help.
Maybe we need to take a really good look at what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Immigration and what's happening at the border was top of mind for a lot of people at O'Rourke's rally the next morning. Susana Garcia, who lives in El Paso, says she's concerned about the way the country is treating immigrants.
I just think that we could do so much more as a country. And I'm not saying open the floodgates, but I think that there's room for everybody.
And she points to El Paso as an example of that. Garcia says immigrants work hard and have created a thriving community here. Renee Marquez, who also lives in El Paso, says immigrants are a big and important part of the city. In fact, he says he thinks they are why it's a nice place to live.
We're very diverse here, friendly. You know, it's a lot of people have said they've come to El Paso and we're very nice and humble and, you know, we help the people.
Marquez says this is a part of the reason he's excited that someone from El Paso is running for president. He says Beto O'Rourke's campaign is in a unique position to present an alternative vision of what life is like on the U.S.-Mexico border. Marquez says while President Trump portrays cities like El Paso as dangerous places, O'Rourke's campaign can make a different case.
I mean, it's going to show something completely different, you know. It's especially with Trump saying about the fence and the wall, we've had it forever. We've had it since George Bush, and we didn't even need it then because we've always been one of the safest cities in, you know, in America, and we still are.
During his speech Saturday, O'Rourke told the crowd that El Paso is his inspiration in life and his campaign. He also said he thinks the city represents America at its best.
For more than 100 years, this community has welcomed generations of immigrants from across the Rio Grande, some having traveled hundreds of miles, some having traveled thousands of miles, trying to escape brutality, violence, and crushing poverty to find a better life in this country for themselves and for their kids, that's for sure.
Among other things, O'Rourke said as president, he would work to reunite families who were separated at the border by the Trump administration. He also pledged to help more people who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, also known as Dreamers, to get a legal status. And he wants the U.S. to go back to honoring existing asylum laws. Catherine Jackson, who is supporting O'Rourke, says she has mixed feelings about immigration, but she mostly agrees with O'Rourke.
I don't believe in having an open border. I think that if you're going to come here, you definitely need to do it the right way. But you can still come here. I mean, we need something. But this whole build a wall, Why do we need that? Why do we need to build a wall and, as a symbol of separation? We already have so much of that.
Jackson says she didn't always feel this way. She grew up in a very conservative community in South Carolina. Jackson only moved to El Paso a few years ago. She says her views on immigration have changed a lot because she lives in El Paso. She says she sees everything differently now.
I'm not afraid to admit I was a super hateful person. I was extremely racist. I did not see the positivity in any other nationality being here. That living here changed my views drastically.
Jackson says living in a community where immigrants are respected made a huge difference in how she sees the world. And now that a presidential candidate is running a campaign out of El Paso, she hopes more people will change their views too. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.